Perek Gemel, Mishnah Aleph, opening up with introduction. In Masechta Yuma, we learn, Arba Payasos Hayusham. There were four lotteries done in the Beis HaMikdash, Bechol Yom, every day. Shekol HaAvodos, all of the Avodos in the Beis HaMikdash, were done through a pious, through a lottery system. Arba Pa'am, four times Beyom, four times a day, they would gather for the Hagrala, for the lottery. Now, HaPayas Harishon, the first lottery, was of the Trumas HaDashen, like we learned already back in Perek Aleph. And here we're going to discuss the Pious Hashini, the second lottery that was done in the Lishkas Hagazis after the Sidur of the Ma'arachos Ha'esh on the Mizbeach. And in order to understand our Mishnah, we will be Makdim, that which we learned back in Yuma, with regards to the order of the Hagrala, the lottery. So the Memuna, the one that's appointed on the Pious on the lottery, he would say to the Kahanim that were standing, Sevivo would be eagle. So the Kahanim would gather in a circle. And then the Mamuna would come and he would tell them, Hitzbiu, everybody stick out a finger. Kol achar, each one, Yotzi, etzpa achas, everyone stick out a finger. Then the Mamuna would take the mitznefes, the turnip, from one of the Kohanim, from one of the heads of the Kohanim, and he would do that as a siman to know that, you know, from you, the one that I took the turnip from, I'm going to start the counting from you. Then he would take, you know, a random number that was greater than all of the fingers that the Kohanim had in front of them. So, for example, you'd say, you know, 100. And then you'd start counting from the finger of the cone that he removed the mitznefes from. And you'd count, you know, in a circle, the sovet, the holich, you'd go start counting. And you'd count all the fingers. And you'd count and count and count, go in circles, until you reach that number of 100 that he picked. And then with a coin that the number 100, in this example, landed on, he was the one that was zoche in that lottery. And the Mishnah is going to discuss now that zicha ha-payas ha-sheni shlosh asr. So after he won that lottery, so Lufimush Asinu Zicha Hapayas Hashini Shlosh Asar Kohanim Bishlosh Esri Havodos Hapmufrotos Bemishnah. Meaning, the Kohen that won the lottery, okay, he was at Zoha in the first of 13 Avodos. And then the remaining 12 Kohanim that were standing to the right of the Kohen in this circle would receive the remaining 12 Avodos. So that's how it was done. Says the Mishnah. Amr Lahem Hamamuneh, the one that's appointed over the lottery, would say, La'achar Shabbat, after the Kohanim would come into the Lishkas Hagazis, Bayu Vefisu, come and let's make the lottery. Mishochet, who's going to shecht the carbon tamid? And even though that the Shechita is kosher with a Zar, a non-Kohen could also do the Shechita, nevertheless they made a lottery, because the Techilas Avod, the beginning of the Voda of the carbon tamid, was Chaviv, was beloved to the Kohanim. So who's going to do the Shechita? Mizorik, who's going to do the Zrika? And the Gemara explains that the one that's mekabel the dam, that receives the dam, is the same person who does the zrika, the spritching of the blood. Alahoyel of the ikar of carbon, since the ikar of the carbon is the zrika, we use the lashon of mi zorek, who will do the zrika. But who did it's the Kabbalah as well. Those were tied together. Mi medashi mizbeach apnimi, who's going to remove the moed ha-sefer, remove the ashes from the mizbeach of the ketores, the mizbeach ketores in the heichel. Mi medashi ha-semenorah, who's going to remove the ashes and the wicks from the menorah and prepare it to be lit. Mimala Evarim, who will bring up the limbs of the carbon tamid. Lakavish, to the ramp, because we weren't back in Masechta Shkalim, the Kohanim would leave the limbs of the carbon tamid on the ramp of the Mizbeach, Mechetzev Ulamata, from halfway and downward. And then they would go down to the Lishkas Hagazis, they would recite Kriya Shema, and then afterwards they'd come and bring those Evarim, those limbs, up to the Mizbeach. And Ve'elu Ha'evarim, these are the limbs that they'd bring up according to the order of the lottery, Harosh v'haregel, the head, and the regel acharis shayamin, the back right leg, so the right hind leg, ushtei hayadayim, the two front legs, ha'oketz, this is the chelak ha'achore, it's like the back portion together with the ali with the tail, v'haregel, and then the left hind leg, ha'chaze, the fat of the chest, the shuman ha'chaze, the fat of the chest, v'hagera, the cud, that's where the animal would chew its cud, hind of the neck, together with the ribs, and together with the windpipe and the windpipe and the lungs and the heart, the kana, the lay of the rea, ushteya the phanos, the two flanks, together with the spine and the tchul and the spleen and the covering the liver, hakravayim, the innards that were placed in this buzzach and this spoon, ukraayim agabayim, and the bottom part of the forelegs were on top of them. V'hasoles, and the flour for the minchas atamid, v'chavitim, that was for the minchas of the Kohen Gadol, that was brought every day, and a Sir Sa'ifa of Solas, half in the morning and half in the evening, Machavas on this frying pan, Beshema with oil, Vahayayin, and the wine for the Nischi Tambid. So these were the Avodos. Hefisu, so they made the Hagra, they made the lottery. Zacha, Misha Zacha, whoever was Zacha was Zacha, meaning Misha Ola Pious, whoever won that, the first lottery, that the number, say in this example of 100, landed on him. So Hua Shochet Esatamid, he was Shech, the carbon Tambid. And then the next one, to his right, he would do the Zrika Sadam. And according to the Bartanura, the first one did the Zrika, and the second one did the Shechita. Because the Afapi, even though the Shechita comes before the Kabbalah Sadam, nevertheless, since the Avodah, the Zrika, is greater than the Shechita, because the Shechita could be done even by a Zar. So therefore, the one who was Zocha first, he did the Zrika, and the second one did the Shechita. Okay, that's the Bartanura's explanation. And the third would do the Deshin of the Mizbech, Apnimi. The fourth would do the Deshin of the Menorah. The fifth would be Mala, the Rosh, the Regla, to the Kevesh, to the ramp. The sixth would do the Shtei Hadayim. The seventh would do the Okas and the Regel. The eighth would do the Chaz and the Gera. The ninth would do the Shtei Defanos. The tenth would do the Kravayim. And the 11th would be Mala, the Solas. The 12th would be Mala, the Chavitim. And the 13th would be Mala, Sayayin. So that's going to be the 13 Kohanim that would be Zocha in the Avoda with that pious. So it was one lottery. And then there was one winner. But then the 12 to the right of him would all follow to complete the remaining 12 avodos of this total 13 avoda lottery. And Mishnah Beis, Armel Hamam Mamuna. The Mamuna would then say to the Kahanim, after they finish with the lottery, Tzu'uru, go out and see from a high place in the Beis HaMikdash, Imigiyah Zman HaShechita, if the Zman of Shechita has arrived, to Shech the Karban Tamid, because Shechita is pasal at night, to make sure that it's day. As it says, Bayom Zivchacham, by day you Shecht. Imigiyah Hazman, the time has come. Haroya Omer, the one who's looking, he says, Barkai, which means Hivrik Veheir HaShachar. The morning has risen, it's light outside, and we could Shecht. Masiyah ben Shmuel Omer, says Masiyah ben Shmuel, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, meaning, She'ein Shechtim, we don't Shecht the Tamid, until the Roah, the seer, says the words, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, not the words Barkai, but rather Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, that there's light over the whole east. This was a later time in the day than Barkai. And then Vechozim Vishwal, and then they would ask the Roah, the seer, Achu Bechevron, meaning Haim Kvar Gia Ha'or, has the light reached Chevron? And the Roah would say, Omerhin, yes, it's reached Chevron. And Mishalom explains, doesn't really mean that it reaches Chevron. That's not what the Kavanah was. Rather, the Kavanah was Lizkor Yesheni Chevron, to be mazgir, the Yesheni, those that are sleeping in Chevron, meaning the zchus of the avos that are buried, that are quote-unquote sleeping in Chevron, it was just to bring their zchus up. And Halacha follows like Masi ben Shmuel, and Yesh Befarshim that Masi ben Shmuel was actually appointed over the lotteries, V'haya Shoel, and he would ask the Roeh that was on the roof, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach Achu B'Chevron, has the whole eastern side become light until Chevron, then the Roeh would respond with the words Hain, yes.